At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons on the Score.
Your guys' show starting is the beginning of a new era.
So glad you guys are able to team up together for the afternoon show.
All right, well, we navigated that pretty well. I was worried. But I'm always worried. Yeah, that's my bit.
My bit is good vibes.
I think those are good vibes, babe.
Who would dare interrupt me during my midday bath? Yeah. Oh, that's the Spiegel and Holmes show.
I might swerve in that corner.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
See Matt Spiegel over there.
We love the Coach Spiegs.
Are you noticing that?
Well, I will tell you, Spiegs, if you've noticed it, I've noticed it.
Lawrence Holmes, put a star on it.
I have the driver in my bag. Today's a day for the driver.
Now watch this drive.
Nice one, Lawrence.
How will we handle?
Greg Council joining us.
All right, that was fun.
Nico Horner.
It's good to be back. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
Missed your voice.
Oh, that's nice.
See,
you were supposed to follow that up with
Mr. Musk.
Picked off by Jalen Johnson.
Jalen, this is Lawrence Holmes. Jalen, are you muted?
He's muted.
Bringing your rookie-ness to me, Lawrence.
That's on me, man. That's on me.
Forget about it, cuz.
Bob Costas.
Matt, thank you very much. And Lawrence, stop dominating the conversation the way you have over the last several minutes, really.
Joe Buck.
This is a one-way relationship. I don't think I've ever asked anything about it. I think the last time I was in this imbalanced of a relationship,
yeah.
I married her.
Hey, man.
I don't care who they put on. Joe Buck's on, I turn the sound down.
Holy shit. Chicago.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Lawrence, everything's fine. Matt, everything's fine. Tanny, everything's fine.
It's like doing radio, right? You're only as good as your teammates. So, you know, Tanny comes in and he's a magician with his sound. And then you guys come on and you guys' team is great there. That's why your show is good. Football's like that, too. You can't be good by yourself.
I mean, goosebumps.
Hell?
Let's kick off this show with a bang.
I mean, let's go.
And welcome in to the Spiegel and Holmes show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The gentlemen are off today for a second straight day. For successive days, we have consistency. Just what I want to see out of Caleb Williams, the Bears quarterback, is 2 days in a row where it's the same goodness. And I hope that we can bring you the same goodness that I'd like to think that we brought you guys yesterday, along with Anthony Herron. I am Mark Grody. Again, we are in for Spiegel and Holmes on the Score, coming at you after a Cubs loss to the Phillies, 7-2, the final score in Philly today. What's happening, man?
Let's hope our goodness is as tasty as folks would hope for when they tune in to the afternoon show here. Looking for Spiegel and Holmes. So I guess this puts our Iron Man streak now at two consecutive, successive, perhaps excessive days that we sit here in these chairs, but we will do our best to hold it down until we get to 6 o'clock on this eve.
Yes, and we got all sorts of good stuff coming up. We're going to talk about the Cubs here right now. We've got some really good Jed Hoyer audio that we want to play for you guys. Fresh Jed, the Cubs president of baseball operations, and we'll link some of that audio to some of the things that went down in the game today. Coming up a little bit later on, 4 o'clock from the Chicago Sports Network, we will talk to Jake Butt to talk about the Bears. That's your guy, right?
It's Jake Lutz.
Jake Lutz.
That's right.
What's his Lutz business?
Well, I mean, you know, last name is Butt. He's heard every butt joke.
Oh, that's a butt joke?
Under the sun. Gluteus? Glutes?
Oh, Lutz. I thought you said, did you not say Lutz?
I did not. No. Oh, Jake Lutz.
So you did say glutes. Okay, I'm sorry. In my head, I heard Lutz, but all right. Glutes.
Yes. Now it all you makes heard sense the more adult version of what someone might have said as opposed to mocking the upcoming guest's last name.
I mean, yes, his Twitter account is at Jay Booty, so I mean, the guy has fun.
And that,
with it.
I mean, you know, he would be happy to get into it. That was not always his Twitter account, but as he's gotten deeper into the media here in recent years, he has, I suppose, embraced it a bit more. And, you know, when you're a rising star as he is on the media landscape, you might as well embrace things that Jake Butt has had to embrace over the years.
Yeah, it's good to have fun with names.
Yeah, that's what that is. We're all, it's just, that's good old-fashioned innocent fun, where even the guys in on it, we're all having fun. Yeah, we're making fun of you, but you're making fun of yourself, and you're inviting us to make fun of you as well.
But he's in on the bit.
Yeah, he's in on the bit. Do you think there will come a time, though, in his life when it will just be normalized and people will not think about that, or will he continue to progress through different phases of life to where it's always going to be a thing? Will he become... Hey, man, yo, it's Jake Butt instead of,
It depends on who he's dealing with. When he's dealing with me, I think there's always going to be, you know, some form of Jake Lutz, Jake Gluteus, the Maximus himself. There will be something that's associated with a name that you would pair with the rump in some way. That's just, that's the rapport that we have. But I would imagine a lot of folks would not automatically go there. So you, I know you've gotten to communicate with Jake before.
I have. I'm over it. I'll try not to do, like, we're getting it out of our system right now.
Okay.
I will not go into Beavis and Butthead voice.
So you're not going to call him Jay Booty?
No. I'm not going to do that. It's not going to happen.
He's going to be disappointed.
No, I mean, to introduce him, yeah, like that's his Twitter account. But I'm going to see. Look, I'm going to see if we can go through this interview with Jake Butt without the butt being a factor.
I think that's going to be hard. That's going to be difficult. It's going to be tough to have that not be
so,
the case.
So I think we've made the case strong enough. Jake Butt will join us at 4 o'clock. At 5:20, and lots of Bears talk, by the way, too, in the 4 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about Colston Loveland because he was speaking. Ozzie Trapillo as well. We need to zero in on him a little bit as well. And at 5:25 today on the show, we are going to have the one and only Chuck Swirsky.
Yeah.
Off-season Chuck is always something. You never know. It could be Joe Bag of Donuts. It could be Chuck the PA announcer out at a White Sox game. It could be Chuck doing the WNBA game with Layla Rahimi the other night. It also could be Chuck the MC, the host for the celebration for Pope Leo the 14th, a party that will go down this Saturday at Rate Field. And yes, Chuck will be the MC for this grand and glorious event for a guy that we around here affectionately refer to as Robert Francis Prevost.
Put
him in the Hall of Fame! Put him in the Hall!
I hope there is some play on words. Chuck works in one of his catchphrases and associates it with Pope Leo, just so we get that full vibe, because apparently there's going to be a message from the Pope that's a part of this celebration also. Yes. So Chuck's got to weave it all together. He's got to let folks know that this is a Chicago event, but you have now this international beacon that is repping Chicago, but also repping planet Earth, repping the Catholic faith, but he's in Chicago with it. Chuck's got to tie that together.
And they'll bring it all together. There'll be the body of Christ. There will be communion at some point in time. I think that's probably too many people to run through the lines out there. Yeah. Maybe the holy water just hose everybody down, get a little sprinkle.
Hey.
I think that
they do have the showers out there. Yeah. Well, I don't know if they still do. It's been a while since I've been out there. But remember out there in left field, the old school showers there.
Just a little refresher for everybody out there. But we will ask Chuck Swirsky these questions when he comes on. And by the way, I think we have it confirmed that the video, or I should say the pic that everybody is seeing online of Pope Leo XIV with a White Sox hat on,
okay,
doing something at the mass.
Pics being seen online.
He's out there poping.
Mine can go different places.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very innocent picture of him in a White Sox cap. Yeah, but that's the one you're talking about.
But I'd rather go where your mind went. Where did your mind go?
Well, I mean, just clarify. I just like to clarify these things.
Did you keep it clean? We're trying to be a little respectful here. This is religious we're talking. Why can't you be
respectful? Folks are always looking for dirt. You know, we right now got the Pope on a pedestal. The folks cannot wait to tear him down. I am confident folks have been surfing through all of his social media posts from years past, him, his brother, his family. So him in a White Sox ball cap, which for some reason, out of all the travels that I've had over the years, there are very few caps that I've seen worn internationally as much as the White Sox. I don't know why, because of course they've been one of the more frustrating organizations over the last few decades here. But you travel to other countries, man. Folks love wearing a Sox
cap. It's a sick hat, man.
It is.
It's very simple. It's very bold. Like, it's simple bold. That's what I would call it. That should be a style line. Simple bold by Grody. Boom. Right there. Yeah, so it would appear that it was real, like, because our thought processes, our brains in this day and age, we all just go to, it's got to be AI. Got to be AI, because like we were talking about just a few minutes ago, AI is like the greatest thing and the worst thing. And as you said, it will bring us all down. Probably not in our generation or the next, but at some point in time, AI is coming to get you.
Yeah, either our kids or our kids' kids are going to be truly brought down by AI. So we'll see if I'm still here for that, but there will come a point, like Cyberdyne system style, where the end is near. I just don't know how near yet. It's going to be because of artificial intelligence.
Right. Hopefully not on my watch. If that sounds selfish, it's because it is. The Chicago Cubs, as we said, kind of a dud today. The Cubs lose to the Phillies by a final score of 7-2, and it was one of those games. Ben Brown with, I guess they should have had that opener out there today. Ben Brown, 5 2/3, 6 runs on 8 hits, struck out 5, walked 3, given up 3 in the first inning today. A Kyle Schwarber bomb in the third, and then the real killer of this game was in the fourth inning. Alec Bohm of the Phillies with a 2-run single. In the fourth inning, that made it 6-1 early, but it definitely felt over. It was, as the Phillies beat the Cubs by a final of 7-2.
There's some aspect of this you could kind of feel it coming a little bit. You know, no PCA in the lineup, the inconsistencies of Ben Brown that we've all been kind of witnessing here as of late. And the opponent, you know, Ben Brown facing his old ball club, is that a factor in there as well? Is there still some additional emotions that get built up with him facing the Phillies? But to be able to have him be on his game is one thing, but this is an offense. We got to talk to Craig Counsell about it a bit yesterday when he was on with us as we filled in on the afternoon show for his bi-weekly appearance that he makes. But the offense has been scuffling. It's been over a week now. Now, in yesterday evening's game, the offense got rolling, and that was fun to see. But now we get to the following afternoon, and it goes back to what it's been largely as of late here, that just a team that can't consistently get runners on the bags, can't consistently push them across. And I would say out of anything, that at the moment concerns me more than Ben Brown. That at the moment concerns me more than the inconsistencies of a pitcher who's been consistently inconsistent in his young career, but the offense for the Cubs and not consistently looking like what they've been for the majority of the season so far. I don't have big alarm bells going about it yet, but the results of today, putting 2 runs on the board, that I do think is a bigger deal, just another game where there's no crooked numbers coming from the Cubs. That concerns me more than Ben Brown.
See, I am not worried about the offense. Okay. I'm bought in. Like, I understand that offenses are going to go through slumps. I think the Cubs have a terrific, like, I'm like trying not to use the word great, but I might use the word great. The Cubs have a great offense. If they've been off their game, which, yeah, you're right, there are specific examples of where they have been off of their game recently, but not chronically, and it certainly doesn't feel feel like there is something to it, like where this could go on for a long time, unless you're not bought in with the offense. I'll say this too, like I was just going through the math here, this is easy or tough math for me. Mm-hmm. This was a 4-5 road trip mm-hmm. for the Cubs. You took 2 out of 3 in Washington. That's good against a mediocre team. That's not a bad Washington team by any means. You do lose the 2 out of 3 to Detroit and then the 2 out of 3 to the Phillies, but it didn't feel like I felt good about it, like on the overall. Like you didn't win these series against good teams, but except for today's game. Today was the only day, like out of those 6 games even against Detroit, and there was a game where the Cubs got shut out, but even in that game, today was the only day where I felt like the Cubs were overmatched for a single game in any of these games throughout this entire series. I mean, you go today's game 7-2 last night, and we could talk about that game. And it feels like that game just happened as well. Cubs win last night 8-4 over the Phillies. I felt good about that. The loss on Monday was a crazy game where you end up losing in 11 innings, but you could argue that more good came out of that game than bad for the Cubs, with Matt Boyd again pitching really well in that game.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Defense sparkled with Kyle Tucker and Ian Happ both throwing that guys out, so a loss by one run. And then in that the Detroit series as well, you lose the Scooble game by only 2 runs. The game on Saturday,
that's how it's going to go down in history, the Scooble game.
That's the Scooble game, because we all built that up. We were all very excited because we don't get to see Tarek Scooble very much. So we did. There was a, I would say, disproportionate amount of buildup leading up to that Scooble. We're all, Scooble. Who's the Scooble guy? Yeah. Tell us more about Scooble. And Scoobled against the Cubs, which means he pitched pretty well, but the Cubs only lose that game by 2. They win the game Saturday.
Begging for a Scooby Scooby-Doo theme song, by the way. But that's a separate thing. When Speegs gets back.
We are trying desperately to keep you from singing. That's been one of the goals.
You almost started singing right there. I felt like you were doing it yourself. I was about to join in.
If the Cubs' thoughts weren't so hot and boiling in my head, I might have started to sing right there.
I resisted diving in as your backup vocals right there.
I know you did.
It took some effort.
But how did you feel? How did you feel about the trip? So on the overall, like, I can't look at anything right now about the Cubs, like, in the big picture, except for, like, Ben Brown is worthy of discussing, I think. As you said, you're not as worried about that. You're more worried about the offense. No. I am worried about Cubs starting pitching, and Ben Brown is not like some bad seed on the staff, but right now you're in this mode where every day it feels like you're holding on very tightly to this rotation because of the injury. So that's why Ben Brown is number one for me in this game.
This road trip, you lose the last two series after winning, what, like eight series in a row, I think it was, and now you drop the last couple of series here. So again, you're still in first place in the division by a handful of games. The sky isn't falling yet, but there's a reason that I'm more concerned by the offense right now than I am by the results of Ben Brown. And it's because the Cubs aren't, at least my expectation at the moment, is that the Cubs aren't going to greatly enhance their offense between now and the trade deadline. The piece or pieces that the Cubs add are going to be to a staff that does need another starting arm. Perhaps even, the bullpen has been so good as of late. Maybe the bullpen is making the case that you don't need to add more out of the pen,
but
because
we'll
just see more guys.
They will.
Certainly hope so.
Yeah.
It'd be good. Yeah. But where I feel most confident, they're going to add another starter. Maybe they enhance the bullpen as well. So the pitching staff has been getting by. The bullpen has gotten much better. We know that at some point, Showtime is going to return to the starting lineup. So you get Imanaga back maybe late June, early July. So you have him back. You add another starter at some point. The starting staff will be fine. The bullpen has been exceptional for the most part here lately. The offense is what it is. So between the two, I'm confident that there will be more personnel that comes to enhance the pitching staff. So the inconsistencies of Ben Brown, if Ben Brown is going to be sometimes out of the pen, a sometime starter, with that kind of stuff and that kind of ability, when he gets pushed down the depth chart, essentially, you're going to be just fine.
Yeah.
But the offense is set. The offense is what it is.
You're not going to augment that.
If you start to scuffle on offense, now at this point in the season where a lot of offenses around baseball are getting stronger and the weather is warming up, this is where an offense that had been amongst the best in baseball up to this point in the season should be growing, should be ascending, as difficult as that can be for who they are right now. But this is the point in the season where the home run should be plentiful. The men on base, all these bags they've been stealing, they should really be able to kick it into another gear in June, and they're not so far.
Well,
so between the two, that's why. They're not adding to the offense, is my impression. They're going to add to the pitching staff.
The signs are there. One of the signs that the offense is going to snap out of it, if that's what you need to hear right now, even though the Cubs did score eight runs last night.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand what you're saying. It hasn't been a little bit more inconsistent lately. It hasn't been as potent. But Ian Happ is all of a sudden hitting everything really hard. Kyle Tucker's starting to beef up once again. I know Dansby Swanson. Well, Swanson hit a home run.
It's nice to see him get one last night.
So and he's been scuffling pretty bad. But I think it's interesting on the overall what's going on between you and I right now. You are trusting the front office that they will definitely augment the starting staff. So you're not as worried about Ben Brown. I, meantime, am trusting. There's a lot of trust going on. I'm trusting that this Cubs offense is what it has been for the most of the year, and that is a great offense that will get over whatever is happening right now, scuffling, whatever you want to call it. So that brings me back to Ben Brown and a general question philosophically from the Cubs president of baseball operations, Jed Hoyer. This was early today about, generally speaking, the inconsistency of young players.
I think it's not just Cade and Ben. I think it's Matt Shaw, it's Pete. I think with all these guys, I mean, you know, you have to have young players coming up and contributing. You can't be a good team without it, but they're not going to be the most consistent performances. And obviously those guys have had to step up for us this year in big roles. But you have to expect some inconsistency. If you want that true consistency, or you're looking at more veteran guys, and at some point that's cost prohibitive. So that's just the challenge of building a roster where you're going to have some ups and downs, but you also see the flashes of brilliance at times. You know, you look at some of the starts that that Ben's had, you know, whether it was a home coming out of the bullpen in that game, or whether against Cincinnati, or whether it was in Dodger Stadium. I mean, the dominant version of him is really good, and hopefully that just starts showing up a little bit more and a little bit more each time.
Yeah, and you did not get the dominant version of Ben Brown today, so that was pretty perfect. That Jed Hoyer before the game today, but bringing up something that is absolutely there. And there was really nothing. Usually in Ben Brown's starts, even if he gives up a lot of runs, there's something redeeming about his line, like 9 strikeouts to 1 or 2 walks or something like that, and you didn't have that today. It just wasn't there. 5 2/3, 6 runs on 8 hits. He struck out 5, walked 3. His bugaboo was back again, giving up the 3 runs early in the game, the home run ball in the 3rd to Kyle Schwarber, and then the put-away hit later in the game. But, yeah, man, I will say that this Cubs team, unfortunately, like, being that it is a winning year, or that's what it's supposed to be, mm-hmm. everybody's jobs feel like they're on the line. This is the one-year wonder for the Cubs, so you don't want a lot of nonsense. You don't want a lot of guys finding themselves at the major league level, but that's exactly what's going on with Ben Brown. This is a young player on a good roster, so something about it, just there's a stress to everything, because he's this guy who I think is probably going to be good as a major league player. It's just not there yet. It's not. There are flashes of, hell, there's flashes of greatness from Ben Brown, but on the overall,
last 2 appearances, man, 13 innings and what was it, 16 Ks
strikes
over
out
his
a lot
last
of guys.
Couple of appearances. I mean, that's it's not a lot of arm. Well, there's arms that can do it, but there's legitimate production that was associated with it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it that it's there for him. But you've got that part of it. You're winning, you're developing. The Matt Shaw part of this. Matt Shaw, you're winning and you're developing. You know what I mean? Like, on right there on the job. Same thing with PCA. And I know, like, he's been terrific for just virtually this entire year, but part of last year was developing this kid and taking a risk on him this year in the development process.
And, I mean, I think that part has worked out really well, of course, with the production that's been there. It's one thing to have a guy who's very talented and you're just waiting to see if they can put it together, and you know the physical tools are apparent, but then is a pitcher going to start striking guys out and stop walking folks? You see that a couple of starts in a row or a couple of appearances in a row from Ben Brown, so you at least know it's in there, and you're seeing the ability to do that at the major league level, but the inconsistency is there. I would rather that's inconsistent than him being consistently bad. Same thing with hitters. Now, you know, just like Luis Robert on the south side, it was nice to see him show some production, but at least what's been consistent has been his defense, has been his base running. The athleticism and the defensive end of things have been there consistently for the most part, so you still are even getting production in the other facets of his game. Just the hit stick hadn't necessarily been there for PCA. Now we've seen him go beyond what was even expected this season just as an offensive bat, and hopefully that'll be the case. I think that's part of the reason, because it's been understated probably for PCA, that his bat has cooled here recently over the last couple of weeks. My guess is that's a part of the day off here, even though, yeah, it's a playoff opponent, and it'd be nice to get this game to win a series against the Phillies, but PCA is the type of guy where he hadn't had a day off the whole season. Yeah, let him sit down for a minute, get a little bit of a rest, and maybe that does heat his bat back up.
I realize watching the game without PCA today, it really does feel different watching a Cubs game.
Kind of like Javi. Well, like some of the games without Javi when he was really rolling. Like,
yeah.
There's just a different juice out there when he's not on the field.
Even if he's 0-for-4, like his uniform will be dirty. You'll see a smile. You'll see him showboat, and you'll see him throw a bat down. Like his presence is very present. I would say. So it was like noticed that he didn't play today. If you guys want to check in with us here about the Cubs, 312-644-6767 is the number. Did you feel like this was a successful 4-5 road trip, in particular playing against what might be top teams by the end of this season, with the Detroit Tigers, who obviously are now, the Phillies, they're 10 games over 500. Did you feel good about the way the Cubs, a top team in the league, played against other good teams? 312-644-6767. We also have some more Jed Hoyer to play for you, talking more about the development of players and exactly where the Cubs are, along with Anthony Herron.
Yo,
I am Mark Grody.
You.
We are in for who? Spiegel and Holmes on the Score.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This is day number 8. Ground ball to third. Shaw bare hands and throws to first to get him. What a play by Matt Shaw. It's about the only way he could have made it, and what a throw he fired to first.
Excellent play by Matty. He made a big play in yesterday's ballgame coming in, and now this ball's chopped. He comes in and bare hands this ball about waist high and throws a rocket across the diamond to get the out. The only chance he's got of getting this out is to bare hand this ball. So very good choice and a great play.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
Couple of real ass plays by Cubs third baseman Matt Shaw last night. And if you were watching those plays, they were scary plays because they were do or die plays in terms of the way he was charging the ball, the short hop of the ball, and he did it all right. It just, they were scary, high degree of difficulty players by the Cubs third baseman Matt Shaw last night during what was a delightful Cubs 8-4 win over the Phillies. It featured a couple of Ian Happ home runs, a just gorgeous, I get so excited by late runs, Big Ant, just a lovely and beautiful three-run eighth inning for the Cubs after the go-ahead homer by Ian Happ. But this was eighth inning. That puts that thing away because they needed to score more runs. And the guy, I tell you what, Reese McGuire, maybe emblematic, symptomatic, a microcosm of what most winning teams do. What
symblomatic, what hydromatic.
Oh.
He's Green Lightning.
Yeah,
I thought that's where you're going with
no,
that.
No, I wasn't necessarily going there.
I knew you weren't going there. I just wanted to go.
But that was good. I'm going to allow for the singing right there. Because that was...
Go Green Light.
Oh, Jesus. Because that's what everybody in their cars was thinking. This guy. anyway.
I'm just here for an audience of one. I apologize. Continue your thoughts.
That's all good. That's all good. As long as we limit them. 1 minute capsules and scene. It is over.
He's green lighted.
Oh, no. Reese McGuire, microcosm, because, and I'm projecting a little bit,
okay,
because most winning teams have those odd, random contributions. Mm. And that's what all of this Reese McGuire stuff sounds like. There's like, when he comes to, wasn't he the guy with the White Sox? Wasn't he the guy that, yeah, that's the guy. That's the guy right there. Reese McGuire, couple of big home runs in the first game. That was that in Colorado?
Yep.
Just anytime he has been put in a position, he has been pretty good. Now, it's very possible that Reese, I would actually even predict that, assuming everything goes okay with Miguel Amaya and he does eventually return, that Reese McGuire will be nothing but a distant memory by the time this season is over for the Cubs. But you'll look back on him, hopefully, and say, oh, yeah, those are the types of guys that winning teams have throughout the 162-game adventure. So that's why I think he is emblematic Green Lightning of the Chicago Cubs.
I do think
symbolic.
That, yes, very Reese symbolic Lightning. Of, yeah. Yes, emblematic, symblematic. I just couldn't help. There was too much alliteration along those same lines from Greece, from what Danny Zuko was putting down. I was picking it up. But you have players now. There's a combination of veteran influence and high-dollar guys with postseason experience, with the youth that's here as well, youth that is being served, guys who've come up from the minor league system, guys in the process of being developed right now. So this feels like a Cubs roster where guys can learn from each other as well. I mean, it's one thing to have that steady hand of Craig Counsell, all his playing experience, all his managerial success, to be the one leading the way for them on a daily basis. But the peer-to-peer aspect of that, and the guys themselves talk about it frequently, how much they get from each other with the experience that they've shared. It's like yesterday when Ian Happ was a young guy on this squad coming off of the championship run that they had, not just the World Series, but division titles as well. And now Ian Happ is one of the elder statesmen on this team who has ridden that wave, been through the ringer in Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball. And now he is that experienced voice, that old head in the locker room that can share so much of what he's been through as a pro with all these young guys. And it feels like they're able to benefit from it. So that's where, you know, I'm talking about my concerns with the offense here over the last week plus now. You know, you have a bunch of guys, Dansby Swanson and others, with their own personal experience, but then they can also share that with the younger guys for how they work through things.
More from Jed Hoyer here in just a second about one of the guys that we were just talking about, Matt Shaw. But let's get after the singing there, let's get a quick palate cleanser in here. Somebody bring me Tony from Park Ridge, please. Hello, Tony.
Hey, how you doing?
Tony, what's going on, man?
Well, I've said this all year. This is the offense is going to be what it is. We only have three professional hitters. That's Tucker, Suzuki, and Horner. They're the only guys I'd ever want to see up at men on base and feel comfortable with. The rest are feast and famine. I'm not so sure about Suzuki. I've seen him take more called thirds than I can take.
I hope they
stick with Matt Shaw the way he is. I don't want him to start tinkering with him and saying, oh, he's a third baseman, so he needs to hit more homers, and then have him not be the hitter he is. And the Cubs have a great way of screwing guys up in doing something like that. As far as the pitching, if we got to get a frontliner, otherwise we're no better than winning the division, and that's it. I mean, if Jeff Boyd or anybody else thinks we're going to compete in the playoffs without a stud number one, come on.
All right, my friend. Thank you, Tony. I appreciate the call, my friend. Good stuff from you. I know exactly where you're going on all those points.
Tony there. Was he more eager for the Cubs to add to their offense then? Is that kind of the point he was making?
No, but I thought he was a little – that's the only place where I think he was a little bit out of whack. Like the rest of the stuff, he's playing the hits, basically. Mm. Of course, they need another starter. But I think with the offense – I mean, he leans more towards you. You guys are panicked about this offense all of a sudden. And I think there's been a little more feast and famine so far this year.
I would agree.
He's worried about the offense. I said there's only three professional hitters in this lineup. The Cubs have gotten so much – I mean, I know – that things have come back to the mean a little bit for guys that had their like a Carson Kelly, but he's still out there contributing for sure. And the contributions that he gave have added up to where the Cubs are right now. So I'm not sure where I'm getting these little hints of actual concern about the offense here on the show today, because I don't have it.
I'm not at a DEFCON yet. I don't have grave concern, but between the two, like, you know, Ben Brown struggling today. Okay, I think for his inconsistencies that we've seen so far throughout his young career, that could have been predicted, especially facing the Phillies. But the offense, between the two, where do I have more concern? Ben Brown is kind of who he is. The offense that seemingly grew so much, that has grown so much so far this season, but has, you know, again, just over the past week here, but since that Washington series, you know, one run against Detroit, no runs finishing up the series against the Tigers, three runs, two runs. We're not seeing a lot of crooked numbers in some of these innings here. Again, we're just talking just over a week at this point, but between the two, what's on my radar? The offense hasn't been scoring nearly as much.
I get it. Like, yes, we are looking at these games every single day and talking about them, and the offense has been kind of lately. But I look at it as that'll get cleaned up probably tomorrow when the Cubs host the Pittsburgh Pirates. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think quickly we will start to see some big run games from the Cubs, and then we'll all remember that the Cubs score about six runs a game this year. We're going to put off some of that Cubs stuff, the Jed Hoyer. We'll try to fit that in a little bit later, but we must get to a Bears segment. Coming up next, we will talk Bears and NFL with Jake Butt of the Chicago Sports Network, with Anthony Herron and me, Mark Grody, in for Spiegel and Holmes on The Score.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.